Yeah, thanks for joining us, folks. We are back. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. A little extra music here while we're trying to round up everybody we're trying to get for the broadcast tonight. We had Chris. He's calling us back from a different line so we can minimize our background noise, bring you all the best, most clearest broadcast that we can. And we're going to try to get Gary and Lori as well. I'm not sure if Lori's going to be available. I had a little trouble getting a hold of her today. And Mike's having a little trouble getting a hold of her as well, so we don't know if Lori will be with us. What a fantastic broadcast we had last night. You want to talk about an on-air investigative, true investigative journalism. Lori did it last night big time. I hadn't heard from I mean, it was just great for me as a listener to have her break down everything in detail and get through the analysis and get the Mike Adams piece up there. He's did the real science, and Lori just put it together in a fantastic format. And with also, it really is looking like now from a combination of the audio signature from the rifle round, and the now this is I'm just taking what I this comment from the police radio transmissions and the video from one of the police squad cars. Okay, so this is right from the cops on the scene. In the audio, they were clearly saying there was confirmed shooters on both the 29th floor as well as the 32nd floor. Okay, so that's two. On top of that, well, oh, and by the way, during that audio, I heard one of them say there was gunfire coming from gate 7 or from gate 6 or something like that. Sounded like there was potentially someone on the ground opening fire. So that opens it up to three, and this is just from the police, just themselves, right from the horse's mouth, the guys on the first responders. And then go to rbn.org, and I watched the video. Lori texted it to me the other day. It was a brief video, a couple of minutes long. I think it was a female officer in her squad car, and she was turning around to leave the scene of where the immediate fire was coming in so she wouldn't get herself killed. And the camera went panned right up to the building, the Mandalay building, and there it was, muzzle flashes coming from the fourth floor. Crystal clear, couldn't be denied. So we got for sure as you can get, the fourth floor, the 29th floor, and the 32nd floor, according to the first responders. And then possibly someone on the ground, right at the ground level near one of the gates. So what is going on here? Of course, we don't expect any truth from our corporate government. And all this is doing is waking up, like the nurse getting arrested in Salt Lake City or the woman in Michigan being sent to jail for a week for not getting her children vaccinated all at once, even though she was for the vaccination. She just didn't want to... she's lost custody of her child. They put her in jail for a week. There was nothing in any agreement about her losing custody of the boy, and now she's lost the court. Just the surrogate court just gave custody to the dad, the stupid idiot who not only is going to get his kid extremely severely injured from these vaccines that are highly toxic, is stupid enough to think he's going to go into the witch's court, the surrogate witch's court of all courts, and get some kind of justice or some kind of, I don't know, revenge or whatever it was. It's just a pissing match between a guy and his wife, and it would seem the guy was way more, the woman had a lot more brains than the guy did in this one, I'll tell you that, standing up to the court. I'll tell you one thing that was reported was the attorney, the one of the reports said something to the effect, I want to get the words close, the words right here, because it said the attorney had signed an agreement with the court, and therefore the woman, Rebecca Bredo, agreed to it. The attorney signed it, so the woman agreed to it. That is binding on the woman. That doesn't sound like it's binding on anybody but the attorney who put their signature on it. I don't know with how much consultation. It seems the attorney's counsel was highly ineffective, if not fraudulent and criminal. And once again, I'm just seeing it, and I know it's almost impossible to operate in the witch's court, but you have to get knowledge, and you have to try. That's all I can tell people. I'll share as much knowledge on this broadcast as I can. I like to have it be a well-rounded broadcast, bring in other things, so it's not just talking about witch's court and court procedure every single night, but that's really important because guess where the rubber meets the road, where your freedom ends or begins, where your incarceration and a nightmare can end or begin, is right there at the witch's court. That's right where the battle is right now. It's not anywhere else. It doesn't matter. Look, with jury nullification, it doesn't matter what the attorney prostitutes in Albany or Washington, D.C. do. The jury just keeps saying, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. Then it'll be, they can spit into the wind all they want with their toilet paper legislation that's completely invalid and lawful and 99.9% of it in total opposition to everything this country was founded on, based on constitutionally drawn up as principles, precedents, and details along the way throughout history. As with that, now that I've chewed up a few minutes, hopefully we've had enough time to bring in Gary Christen. I don't think we have Lori yet. We may not tonight. We'll just see how that goes. I may get into a little bit more of a Bogreitz documentary. So I'll talk to Mike on the board about that during the next break. There's three or four 30-minute little kind of mini four parts to a Bogreitz speech where he is. It's called Straight Talk with Bogreitz, real simple. And it's just him. It's nothing fancy. And it was just good. It was just good. And it goes back to the early 90s. But I think it's important to look back 20 to 30 to 40 years at times and then look forward and see how things are weaving together. And it really does illustrate how there's a seamless tyranny, a seamless corporate stranglehold against free Americans, you know, that's not any different under Reagan than it was under Ford, than it was under LBJ and Nixon, than it was under Reagan or Bush or any, you know, even Reagan, the supposed great conservative, talked a great game, but look at what he did. He really screwed this country up in a big way. And I'm not talking about from a quote-unquote leftist perspective where, you know, Reagan, he was too much of a free enterprise, open market, low tax guy. No, that's all good. Free enterprise, open market, low taxes, low restrictions, unless it's a company poisoning people like Monsanto. But Reagan, if you look at what he actually did, he was no friend to freedom. He was really a globalist who talked a good game. And Ford did the same thing. Ford talked about how, you know, government was not the way to the answer. It's up to the people to, you know, and be the masters of their own destiny. And it sounded really good in his speeches. But there he is in his Shriner hat, Division of the Freemasons, and actually just pushing the globalist agenda forward no matter what came out of his lying political lips, his actions with his hands and his pen. His pen and his phone, so to speak, were highly detrimental to this formerly free republic. And I would argue Reagan was one of the worst with the drug asset forfeiture and seizure. He was the one that started it. Now Sessions is ramping it up. see what happens. The Republicans know which buttons to push. You push the police state, the security state, the drug war, the international conquest, the, you know, the corporate strong arming, you know, lots of people going to jail, and I don't know what, and call that conservative. If you went down and if really started talking to people who were kind of not really political, a little bit kind of, you know, they would call themselves conservative and sit home and watch your Fox News and think they're getting something fair and balanced. You get picked through their mind, and you'll find out that they're extremely liberal. Jeff Sessions is not a conservative. He's not a patriot. He's not a freedom guy. He's not a conservative. He's an extremely hardcore communist. That's what the witches court and the federal, especially at the federal level, which is where he operated as the federal witch, with his maritime statutory UCC commercial law that's been basically forcing contract law onto people like you and I who did not consent to any contract with him or any agent of the state or agency or the state, nothing, the fictitious entity or anybody in it. So the drug war is extremely communistic. That's highly liberal. Everything that Sessions does, look what he did. Look at all the people he prosecuted for victimless offenses, for statutory offenses. Because, you know, a law was put upon you. Now, there's no victim. We're going to claim the state's the victim and put a fraud upon the court claiming that a fictitious entity somehow has living, breathing matter. But once again, once the attorneys start passing the statutes that say corporations are people, and people are nothing but property, then we have the absolute inverse, the upside-down Masonic, theories that are oxymorons, words that are used simultaneously that are in complete opposition to each other, i.e. constructive possession, a legal term that was made up out of whole cloth, and this is why Tom LaCavara, who's supposed to be doing this broadcast tonight, is being held, kidnapped, sentencing coming up in, what, a week now? So we're right at the time where Tom's going to be hopefully appearing back and talking with us, letting us know what's he going to, of course we know how it went. I'm sure it was a nightmare, solitary confinement for months. And once again, constructive possession, taking the word possession, which requires actual holding, means you got to touch it. You can touch it for a second and possess it, but you've got to touch it. He would know a time ever touching any gun in someone else's hotel room where he happened to be watching TV while there was a pistol in the bathroom. I mean, that's an absurd stretch of the constructive possession theory fresh out of Black's Law. And so, you know, this is what happens when we lose our knowledge. So, you know, the witches' court's where the battle is. Got to get some knowledge, people, and learn how to operate. And if you don't really have the time or want to do the knowledge thing, hey, get out and do the activist thing and pass out jury nullification flyers. And that way, at least you'll have a measure of protection in your area, in your town, in your county, where your neighbors and friends, people maybe who you've never met before, you'll get it in their hand, and they happen to show up on a jury after you get dragged into the witch's court for a victimless statutory maritime admiralty law offense, UCC offense charge. Of course, they're not going to say offense. And they're not going to say you're accused of doing this, Mrs. Smith or Mrs. Jones. You are charged with. You say, oh, really? Well, charge is a monetary action, so I guess we're under UCC law. Where's the contract? You have to have a contract to prosecute me under civil or commercial law. That's how I would start off every proceeding in the witch's court, as well as a thorough search of the witch's oath and bond, which may or may not be in effect. We found two judges in a row, James Ames and Sandra Cameron. Both of them had an oath and bond that had been filed years ago, but they let it expire. And the public officer's law of New York State says the oath and bond must be renewed for every term within 30 days of the commencement of that term, or the position is vacant. And they're operating as a private individual. And not only that, but the statutory law going back to 1929 says it's a misdemeanor if you let the oath and bond expire and you're still operating in that office. It's a misdemeanor punishable by fines or imprisonment. Two judges locally here in upstate New York should be in prison, and they're still sitting there in the witch's court. Why do you think I call it the witch's court? It's absurd what they're getting away with. So, and we pray for the good ones out there. If there's good people in the system, good judges, good cops, do the right thing as much as you possibly can, and do it often, and do it frequently, because our freedom depends upon the system just basically staying away from us and staying out of our business. Go get a side job. Go do what you have to do. Make some investments. I don't care how you get your money, but stop making the free people of this country your walking fiduciary instruments and then passing a bunch of statutes like we're conscripts in their army or in their navy. Hence your admiralty law, your maritime law, your flag with the orange fringe or the yellow fringe around the perimeter that you'll see hanging in almost every one of the witches' courts. That's the maritime law flag. So with that, I'm going to ask Gary to join us for a prayer. We got 3 or 4 minutes before I think our first break here. So, Gary, how are you tonight, my sir? Are you with us?
I am here.
How are you doing?
I'm getting an echo.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I turned my fan off, and I'm as quiet as I can get on my end. I'm going to turn my speaker down just one notch here. So I've done the best I can. The echo may be coming from one of Chris's lines because I know he has a problematic phone, but we'll get through it. Mike on the board does a miracle job of keeping everything together, and I listen to the rebroadcast once in a while just to hear how it went, see if there was any problems, and it always sounds pretty good to me. Everything can usually be heard pretty well. So, but I want to ask Gary and Chris to speak up loud and clear, and Gary, tell us what's on your mind tonight and take us into a prayer.
Well, I think we had a wonderful day today here at the farm, and a footnote, we had a young couple come over and helped us put some more wood away for the winter, so that's greatly appreciated by us, my wife and myself, and I helped a little bit, so, and that's good. I mean, it's enjoyable times and good fellowship. We sit around and fellowshiped after over green tea, so it was a wonderful time. But we'll go to our Father and ask our Father to bless this time that we have, and may we use it for the blessings that we have coming yet. And may we participate, Father, in these things which will benefit our fellow brothers and bring forth justice. And justice as we see it and as we know it to be. And may it reflect into the Bundy's case, and may it reflect into the Harmon's case and Tom Lochtevere. And Father, we pray for especially for him. And tonight it seems that it's on my been on my mind. And as we go in to hear what's happening to the Colorado Nine, it's a very, very tough time to find out much right now. They're in the sentencing period. So, our Father, we ask that you would intervene, step in with a long arm of justice there, and we bring this to a thank you, Father, for everything that you have done in our lives and about what you can do. We're grateful for who you are and what you are. We ask us all in Yodi Vahi's name, so be it.
Perfect timing. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. We'll be right back to the Odyssey Network, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined by Gary and Chris, and we will probably have Lori back tomorrow night. I tried to get her to come on tonight. I couldn't get a hold of her, though, and she's probably busy doing things. She takes care of quite a few children and grandchildren. She does great work in her personal life, so... she'll be back on with us ASAP because she's doing a great job. That broadcast she did on Friday with her guests was excellent. And the broadcast last night was just fantastic. I learned a lot. I mean, look, I don't, want to brag too much about this network and about this broadcast, but where else are you going to hear? I mean, okay, I can't listen to every single other person, so maybe somebody covered it, but I didn't hear anybody even come close to covering it like Lori did last night, and the previous Friday when she had her guests on. I mean, that was a real super detailed breakdown, investigative breakdown. And you're not going to get that anywhere else except here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. With that, I'd like to ask Chris to say hello to everybody. Chris, how are you tonight? Are you with us, Chris? Did you manage to get back through on the other line?
I made it all right. Thank you very much. My apologies. I thought I hit the mute button, but it didn't release on me.
Oh, you got mute. Good. So how you doing tonight, Chris?
Well, I'm kind of exhausted and wore out these continual battles from being attacked with every possible legal scheme that the district attorney and the state and the county can develop against me. It does take a little bit out of a guy.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, tell our listeners what the difference is between common law and admiralty law.
Ah, well, that's very simple. Common law, you have a clearly delineated bright line between lawful versus unlawful, and in common law, you must have an actual injured party or injury to property in order to have a case to proceed. However, in admiralty law, or legal la-la land, as I prefer to call it, which is negative law, you're presumed guilty until proven innocent. You don't have to have an injured party. All you have to have is a claim. There are many different shades of legalism. And unless somebody makes the allegation that you've done something, there is no case. But anyone can allege anything. They don't have to have any facts, law, or evidence to prove it. All they have to do is make an allegation. And if you don't rebut the presumption, then you're presumed guilty as charged because you didn't object.
How scary is that?
Well, everything is legal and nothing is illegal unless somebody makes the claim in legal la-la land. Like I say, there are about 120 shades of gray in legal la-la land. And if I say that you are a no-good, low-down pedophile and that you eat dead baby parts, unless you rebut the presumption, you are guilty as charged. But in common law, in the natural law, creator's law, I have to have some specific articulable facts and evidence and some proof, somebody that actually competently witnessed you committing the crime, doing the damage to injury or property, and there must be a corpus delicti if it's an injury to the person, and if it's property, there must be some discernible, articulable with specificity damage to that property that can be repaired that can be related to the act that you performed to cause the damage.
Right. Tops on the list of what do you do when you get dragged into the witch's court? Require an affidavit of truth from the victim of your offense. It does not mean a description of, and that does not mean a description of the allegation from the trooper or the district attorney. That means an actual living, breathing victim, which is, like Chris just said, required under common law, which is where we want to be, and under admiralty or maritime law, which is what the courts are operating under now. Like Chris said, it's people can just, and it's that very important point. Any agent of the state can just basically come forward with an allegation. It happened to Wayne Mosier here in Andover, New York. Poor Wayne was minding his own business at a little house out in the country, and he had a bunch of stuff laying around in his yard, and the house was even up on a hill, and you couldn't really see it from the road. I don't know how anybody was being bothered by it in the middle of the woods. And then along comes the unbonded code enforcement officer and to make a claim, an allegation that he's got too much stuff on his lawn and he's somehow damaging the town by having junk in his yard. So that's the problem. That's where it ends up going. It ends up going like Kansas, where the state police come on your property, take VIN numbers of your tractors and your boats and any piece of equipment you have, and then send you a bill for a personal property tax. Don't you love that? We're going to be right back after a break. So hang with us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary, Chris, and everybody out there. Join us at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer, with Gary and Chris. I want to get right to Rhonda. Rhonda, thanks for waiting until after that break. We give you a little extra time now, so we won't be chopping you off too quick. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I have a question regarding that woman and the vaccinations.
Right.
Are you there? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
So my question is... This kind of reminds me, and I have a question about what her rights are as a mother, but it kind of makes me think of when I was growing up and when my mom would tell me, as a mom, don't touch the stove, you'll get burned, right?
Yeah.
And essentially what this woman is saying is that she doesn't want her child vaccinated, and I agree with her, because a child will get burned. He will get harmed. I believe he will. What are her rights as a mother? Can she... All right, I know she went to prison, right?
I think she went to jail for like a week to 10 days. During that time, the court came up with a reason to... I guess they used that as the... As soon as he opened the door for the witch's court, in the little smallest of ways, I had this happen to me once as well in a situation that was, it was a property thing. And it was just, as soon as you open, they see any opening, they will swoop in. And so I think they used her incarceration for a week as a springboard, as a jumping off point to justify the seizure of her children. Now, she's perfectly fine. There was no case with CPS. There was no, you know, there's not even a, you know, it was strictly the husband and coming after her for what was reported as, he was saying it wasn't really because of the vaccinations. It was because of, Rebecca was showing a pattern of disobeying court orders. Well, shit, the court orders are so absurd, so unlawful these days, so far gone over the into the level of tyranny. I mean, think about it. She has every right, if she's got custody of the boy at 11 years old, she has every right to dictate the vaccination schedule for her child. Now, she's, now once again, very important to realize this, she was not coming even from, like, my point of view, which is no vaccinations. Health does not come from a needle. Don't trust what's in that needle. The adjuvants, we know what's in there. They will hurt you. The aluminum, the squalene, the formaldehyde, the simian virus, it's all in there. It could stay away from it. Okay, that's my, she wasn't even going there. She said, vaccines are cool, but nine of them all at once on an 11-year-old? No, that's got to be toxic. Let's spread them out a little bit. Very reasonable and rational. I mean, okay, it's a little bit stupid. Stay away from the vaccines would have been better, but okay. She was trying to be reasonable and rational, and I've heard this from a lot of, you know, a lot of women have this kind of thing. They got to kind of be, they don't want to be too radical. They'll, I mean, not the listeners of this broadcast. Our women patriots are awesome out there, hardcore. Most of them, a lot of them better than most, many of the men in the patriot movement. So that's what I want to say. But the women sheeple, the sheeple women, the she sheeple, are in the sheep, the she's and the sheeple are very want to be, they want to be, they don't want to be looked at as out of the mainstream. Oh, there's a, you know, classic example of a woman who does a talk show host here in upstate New York. She's great, does a great job, but she, you know, she says, well, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm a vaccine realist. So I believe there should be some and they're okay, but we know they're toxic. So are they toxic or are they not? And if they are, stay away from them. But anyway, at least the gears are turning, and that's okay. So anyway, so Miss Rebecca here in Michigan says, let's just take the nine and spread it out over like maybe three, and three. Okay, to me, and I'm like, oh, that doesn't really solve the problem. They're still poisoning the poor child, yeah. But at least she was trying to, she was questioning the fact of giving the boy nine doses in one shot all at once, and that's what they're doing, and they're telling her that they're going to do that. She's like, no, I don't think so. We're going to spread them out. Poor idiot husband. Hey, let's go up to the witch's court, man. We'll get some joy. I don't know what he was thinking. It was obviously, he says
we'll
not because of the vaccination.
We'll do all nine and see what happens to our child, right? My point is that... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to finish up by saying, you know, he didn't even come down to the vaccinations. It's like a pissing contest. They're just fighting with each other, and it's really sad that the boy gets caught in the middle and what... How, now, has to be vaccinated. The last message I got from somebody who lives in Michigan said the woman was back in the news. She lost custody of the children, even though there was no other issue than this immediate, you know, refusal to do nine vaccinations in one shot at once. Spread them out, please. Perfectly reasonable. And they said no, so they stuck her in jail for disobeying the court order. Now, you asked the question about her rights, so let's get back to the original when you
came
on the line. Okay, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Rep. Rhonda, as soon as you take on an attorney, you competency to that attorney. Now, even under their own witch's rules, they're technically supposed to, you know, consult with you on everything and work with you and this and that, but that's not how the court looks at it. They, once you take that attorney, because, and it was reported in this case that the attorney had signed an agreement with the court, and ergo, that means that she agrees to it by proxy because he's her attorney. And even though her signature wasn't even on the document, they're getting her and saying, well, you agreed to this, Rebecca, to have these vaccinations done, and then you changed your mind. Well, she said, well, you didn't tell me you were going to do nine vaccinations at once. Let's spread them out over three and three, over maybe 6 months or a year. And they say, no, you're going to do it our way or no way. Your child belongs to the state. You have no property. You have you're not a person, you're property. And your child belongs to the state, and look what's happening.
No,
can I tell you the real
question, Eric? Let's say that
she hadn't gotten
to the court. Can I ask you a quick question, though? Let's say that was my child, and I said, I don't think so, no vaccinations. That would be me, okay? But, you know, I wouldn't do it. But if I was made to do it, could you, as a parent, again, this is a example of, don't touch the stove because you will get burned. And they're like, oh, now I'm curious. I'm going to touch the stove. But you're trying to protect your child from something. So is there at any point could this woman have, did she have any rights to say, All right, this is what I would have done. Okay, if you insist, all right, I want your signatures saying that if my child is harmed in any way whatsoever,
yeah, that would, you're sure, that's a, yeah, that's a logical thing to add, but they're never going to do that. I mean, the witch's court's not going to sign a liability.
I would have insisted. Is there any way in court you could do that, though, Eric? Because that makes me mad that this woman didn't want
to. It comes down to force. The judge, look, that judge is in the pocket of the vaccine manufacturers. Look it up on the NASDAQ. Look under Merck.
Oh, my gosh. What if she had $1 million, Eric? If she had $1 million.
The company who makes the vaccine. She owns a stake, stock in the company who makes the vaccine. What do you think she's going to push? Plus, she is still go ahead, Chris.
You're saying that she had no rights whatsoever.
No, she has rights, but they're being violated by an out-of-control state that has overwhelming force, and we're trying not to fight back with force right now.
May I?
But, you know, what did they say about violent revolution becoming inevitable when peaceful revolution is impossible? Go ahead, Chris.
When you hire an attorney, you have now stipulated, testified by tacit operation of law, your incompetency. And therefore, you're not entitled to speak for yourself. The attorney speaks for you exclusively. Further, when you got married in a corporate state church for their marriage license, you have further testified to your incompetency. And therefore, the state, in licensing the wedding of two incompetent people, has assumed they must presume liability for the relationship of the two incompetent individuals. That's why, because you were incompetent, your children, then your offspring, belong to the corporate state as the supposed custodial caregivers to see after their welfare, because you're not competent to do
that.
So, as testified by asking men for licensing what God licensed.
Okay, I've heard that, Chris. And my question there, and my sister said, okay, so at what point? So if you don't get married, with a marriage license, but you have children, do you have more rights than if you do?
Not in the eyes of the state.
Unless you're a 14th Amendment citizen, and then your property, property doesn't have rights. It's a thing. It's chattel. It's cattle. It's goyayin. But most people don't comprehend that being a 14th Amendment citizen, a subject to the plenary powers of Congress, makes you property.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Only if you're
Eric, you got to change this.
Yes.
You got to fix this. This is wrong. This is
I'm working on it from my little corner of the world.
My sister said, if she knew what she told me about what Chris just said, she said she would want to be married for God, you know, but if she didn't go before the church and get the whole marriage certificate and everything and have children, she told me she would have more rights with her children than the state would because she wouldn't legally be married to this guy. Is that wrong?
Lawful, not legal. Remember, legal is the removal of God's
law. He would have to dance through some hoops in the witch's court, but would probably squeeze out the same type of arrangement that you get from an ex-husband if he can prove genetically that he is the father.
Well, never been married. Okay, yeah, not an ex-husband, but never been married father. But
that's probably that's a good point. You brought up a good point. That's probably part of the reason they're in the witch's court is because they weren't married and they're fighting over who's got custody. She gets custody. She says spread out the vaccines.
Yeah.
They lock her up. Take the kid and give them to the husband now, and apparently he's got custody now because of this episode, and the boy's going to be forced by the court order to be vaccinated. How's
Again,
that for scary?
As a mother, though, and I'll leave you with this, Eric, as a mother, if I had children, I don't, but if I did, it's kind of like, you know, like I said in the beginning, don't touch the stove, you get burned. She's a mother. She knows that the vaccines are going to harm him all together in one dose.
Smart.
So, yeah, she is. So, she's not saying no, which I would, but she is. She's not saying no. She said spread them out.
Let me stop you there. Hold on. I want to touch on that. Hold on a second. I'm really glad you touched on that. She is saying no after kind of saying yes. The problem is this. Once you take the attorney and declare yourself incompetent, the attorney represents you in its entirety and can sign documents on your behalf and say that you agreed to it. And once you agree to the vaccinations in general, which the mother did, then she goes back, you know, ex post facto and says, I kind of reconsidered this. And that's fine. It's okay for her to do that. She did her research, I'm sure, and found out that they all of a sudden the boy was getting 9 different vaccinations in one shot. And that's going to create an onslaught on the immune system of the boy. I don't care what anybody says. It's just common sense tells you that. And so anyway, so she kind of, but that's the problem is she said no after saying yes. After taking the attorney, after agreeing to the vaccinations, and then she kind of wanted to change the deal a little bit. And that's perfectly in her prerogative to do so. But in the eyes of the state and the witch's court, oh, no, don't disobey the witch's court or else. And then it's right now it's coming down to a matter of obedience. You are not obedient to the state. You're not a good slave, and you get locked up and you get your child taken. That is horrible.
So, Eric, as a mother, and, okay, again, it's the example of, you know, touching the stove and getting burned, and she doesn't want her child to get burned, but the state... The
solution, Rhonda, I know you're looking for... I can hear you're looking for solutions like I am. Here's my solution.
I am.
Here we go. Stay away from the attorney. Oh, it's not. I know he's stuck in the middle because he's too young to say no, and they're going to force him to do. I mean, if I was the boy, I'd say no. I'm not going to stick that needle in my arm, and I'd resist. But how's that far is that going to go? You get the street Nazis coming in and tying him down, and then they stick in the. Yeah, we could just imagine the nightmare that comes from that. So, but the deal is this: stay away from the damn attorneys. Go in with activists. Get a group of people. This is why courtroom observers, having a dozen people in your area. Where that you can get together with and all go to court together, even if it's something stupid, piddly, and small, like a traffic ticket. Nothing is small in the witch's court. Because any interaction with the street Nazis can very easily blossom into a complete nightmare of you being tasered or shot for reaching for a phone or a wallet, and being, because the new training is, shoot first, ask questions later, the life of the cop's more important than the life of the civilian, and everybody out there is guilty until proven innocent. They might be a terrorist. Ooh, and there's your new security state. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Oh, so this woman, she couldn't have gone in and said, okay, fine. All right, I don't agree with this. This is what I would have done.
I would have just stayed away from the attorney, possibly have a public defender that you can consult with, but you're making the decisions in the case or you're letting them go and make that clear from the beginning. And I'd write a common law document real early and real simple in the case on your own. I've had better luck just working with people as activists and leaving the attorneys out of it, and the courts behave a lot better because you can challenge. Look, an attorney's never going to challenge a judge's failure to have a valid oath and bond. They're never going to go there. We tried it. The attorney didn't want to touch that one with the hot knife with a 20-foot cattle prod. Nuh-uh, he wasn't going to touch it, but we did, and it worked.
So this woman couldn't go in and say, okay, fine. All right. It's, touch the stove, you get burned. So it's mom. You're talking about your mom. Your mom loves you. She wants to take care of you. So she's trying to protect you.
Yeah, she needed to get away from her. She needed to get away from the mainstream press and then and go with activism and a group of other moms who've had the same problem. That's the tax she should have taken. No attorney.
She couldn't go in as a mom.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And say, I don't want you to do this to my child, and if you do, sign this piece of paper, because if he's, you know, deaf, dumb, and blind or whatever, or dead...
No, they'll never do it. They'll never do it, but it's a great question. At least it's a good try. And Rhonda, thanks for the call. We'll be right back after this break.
All right, thanks.
It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. All right, sweetheart, take care. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The lamp is burning low. Tabletop, the snow is softly falling. The air is still, the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric with Gary and Chris, listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you'd like to join in, it's 800-313-9443. Rhonda put it the right way. She needed to come in as a mom. And she did, and the woman in Michigan. We're not saying she didn't, but and with other moms, and not with an attorney and, you know, going to the mainstream prostitute media, they're not going to do you any favors. They conveniently and intentionally failed, complete dereliction of their duty as a reporter to give as much information as they can possibly can. Didn't completely fail to name the judge. What is that all about? This is a big deal here. This judge is forcing this boy to take a vaccination that the mother who's got legal custody of him does not want him to have all at once. And it's just an all at once thing. It's not even, she's not even saying no vaccines. I mean, they can't, this one is so absurd. We're just simply wanting to spread out the 9 doses into a couple of different, spread them out over a little time. And that was perfectly reasonable and rational, you know, if still a little foolish to take any vaccine at all, like we've said, but that's her prerogative as a parent, as the legal custodian, guardian, parent, and mother, natural mother of the boy, to make that decision. She's well-informed, well-educated. She's not mentally incompetent. She seemed to be reasonably well-spoken, but once again, this is why it's so important to be an activist in some manner in your town or county, because if you're not familiar with what's going on, you know, and all it takes to familiarize yourself is going to the courts and watch some of these cases, and they're unreal what's going on. It's more usually a symptom more of the big cities, but it happens everywhere. Small country towns as well. The tyranny of the local and the small town is as bad, if not worse, often than the tyranny of the state and the federal. But, you know, so, you know, poor mother, she, you know, foolishly took the attorney, you know, went to the mainstream press, didn't get hold of any activist organizations, you know, didn't get a hold of the Rutherford Institute or, you know, the vaccine people. Like, you know, there's a bunch of them out there, vaccine research, the people who are really studied and researched in the vaccines know that they're toxic, and they don't, you know, and it's all the information's out there. So she just kind of went the wrong, and it didn't really resist enough in the right ways, in my opinion. And not that that would have worked, but you have a better bet. I've watched it happen, especially recently. I mean, everybody who takes the attorney gets screwed over, and the people who just go with the activism and the raw, you know, just, you know, doing the common law thing on their own. And I'm not talking about offensive action, because that's dangerous right now. Do not recommend anybody go in and start taking offensive action against any judge or any cop to punish them for their dereliction of duty and their violation of their oath to uphold the Constitution. We'll be right back after this break. We'll talk more about this in the second hour. Stay with us on the RTN Network. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. We'll be right back.
If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.